you decide.
Okay.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
Far Best Foods Turkey Processing is hiring and will accept applications for food processing workers.
Hi, I'm Brent. I work at Far Best Foods.
Brent, why do you work at Far Best Foods?
I work here because it has excellent benefits, the hours are great, pays really good, and I enjoy what I do.
Apply at Far Best in the Industrial Park off Highway 41 in Vincennes or in Huntingburg, 4689 South 400 West, and online at farbestfoods.com.
Staff here is really friendly. They help you out on just about anything that you need help with. I mean, they're willing to work with you on just about everything.
Tired of searching for your water bill? Tired of running it down to the office at the last moment? Now Vincennes Water customers can receive and pay their bills more conveniently. Get your bill via email, then pay it electronically. There's no charge for the service, and you won't have to pay for checks and postage or spend the time and expense of delivering your payment in person. Go online to vinutilities.com. It's all you need for no hassle, secure, and money-saving payment options. Vincennes Water Utilities, vinutilities.com.
The fourth Great American Sales Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through July 4th, get 0% financing for 72 months on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Focus, Edge, or Escape. Plus, you make no payments for 90 days. Drive one during the Great American Sales Event going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through FMCC. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
Fox Ridge Manor is a great place to live in retirement. It's beautiful, has fantastic meals from gourmet to down-home comfort foods. Safe environment with support when needed, with plenty of friends to socialize with or privacy in your own apartment. If you don't want to drive, there's someone to take you where you need to go. Sounds great, doesn't it? Call me, Vicki Reeves, for a personal tour of our beautiful facility and see why Fox Ridge Manor should be your choice for retirement living. 812-895-1000.
Though the world is full of wonders to amaze you as you roam, some of life's greatest treasures are found very close to home.
You're invited to celebrate downtown Washington this Saturday. Over 50 vendors and downtown stores selling their greatest treasures. The farmers market, food, kids play area, street entertainers, musicians, magicians, and other fun surprises all day. Washington is full of wonders. Some of life's greatest treasures are definitely close to home. Join us to celebrate downtown Washington this Saturday, 10 to 6.
Enter a picture of you and your dad and let us know why he is the best dad ever. One lucky dad will be named the 2018 Best Dad Ever and will take home a Lazy Boy recliner. You'll get to take him out to Stoll's Lake House Restaurant to celebrate Father's Day. Prizes valued at over $700. Winner will be announced on June 13th. Enter a picture of you and him today at NewsKnoxCounty.com. Sponsored by Kenneth's Furniture in Lawrenceville and Stoll's Lakeview Restaurant in Lagodi. Full contest details can be found at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Are you looking for news, weather, and sports without the wait? Click on to NewsKnoxCounty.com, your trusted source for local news, local sports, and local weather information 24/7. NewsKnoxCounty.com.
This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Kremp Gallery in Jasper is encouraging artists to submit applications for the 25th Annual Juried Art Show. That's coming up in September of 2018. Applications are available at jasperarts.org. The application must be postmarked, though, by June the 29th of 2018.
The forecast brought to you by Evansville Regional Airport, now offering new nonstop low-cost flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and even more nonstop flights to Orlando, plus hundreds of affordable destinations daily on American Airlines, Delta, and United. Visit flyevv.com.
97.7 FM, WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall. Highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. Cloudy tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny on Wednesday, highs in the upper 80s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's the Ask the Designer show. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio stations here in Vincennes, and thanks so much for tuning in. We're glad to have you here at Ask the Designer. We're here on each Monday now. We've made it our permanent location, Mondays at the 3 o'clock hour. And I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly with Regal Furniture. And Greg, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's a great day to be here.
Yes, yeah. We've had a little bit of weather these last few days. But yep. So we've had time to think about things to talk on our show today. And here at Ask the Designer, we're always up for questions or topics for discussion. We talk about anything and everything, and we want to know what you want to know. Reach out to us. Contact us. You can do that a couple of different ways. You can contact me here at the radio station, 812-882-6060. You can email me at ShareElliott@originalcompany.com, or you can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and submit your topic that way. Or, Greg, they can reach out to you. And how can they get a hold of you?
You can come to the store and visit us there. See what's new and exciting in our windows. We're getting ready to change them this week, so come by and take a look at those. It's 102 North 4th Street, corner of 4th and Bustrin here in Vincennes. Big red awning around the front of the store, and we're always ready to greet people and show them the new things.
There you go. So you can reach out to Greg there at the store anytime as well for those questions. So we've talked about a lot of neat things in the last few weeks. We've talked about getting our house ready for spring, and now we're actually ready for summer. And we talked about a couple of things last week. So what is our topic this week, Greg? What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about some natural decorations called hummingbirds.
Oh, yes.
Everybody, I think, likes hummingbirds. Yeah. And so I looked up a little information on them. They're called hummers, and they only live in North, Central, and South America. So they don't have them in, you know, in the European countries. So it's kind of unique to the Americas, which is, I think, kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. You just assume everybody has everything that we have. So
right,
that's neat to learn about that.
And, you know, hummingbirds are little, you know, they flit around the yard, and, you know, but they do one of the longest migration routes of any bird relative to its size. Most of them are just over 3 inches long.
Very tiny.
It's roughly a 3,900 mile movement one way from Alaska to Mexico.
Oh my goodness.
That's equivalent to 78,470,000 body lengths for that little bird.
Oh my goodness. That is a long travel period for such a little bird.
Yeah. And their annual routes vary by species and regions, and some data from the little eBird that does the migration routes that they follow all these different birds, and that they say the hummingbirds change from season to season. It increases, they see an increase or shifts in climate that affect the habitat change, and then, or resource availability, and they change their migration habits. So somehow they figure out what's changing so they know which way to go, so there's appropriate gas stations and feeding stations along the way and all this business.
There you go.
You know, kind of like they must have their own built-in Google system.
That's right.
We depend on Google for where the gas stations are and the restaurants. But
yeah, they have their own Department of Transportation and everything.
And I know a lot of people, I see a lot of hummingbird feeders in yards.
Oh, yeah.
Those people enjoy seeing the hummingbirds and so on. And they're really, really important for the hummers and for their migration. because they do visit these feeders along the way when they're migrating. And so particularly in early winter and in the later fall when they are moving, on the move, remember when you keep where you choose to put your feeder, it needs to be in a safe place. You know, if you choose a real simple hummingbird feeder, mm-hmm. that's easiest to use because you have to put, you know, the sugar water in there every so often. And the more complicated the long dispenser or other features are, the harder it is to keep that feeder sterile.
Okay.
So you don't want them to get sick off what you're feeding them.
Right.
So the homemade mix is 1/4 cup of standard white sugar per 1 cup of water. So 25% sugar. Honey, raw sugar, other forms of sweetener should not be used. You want to use real, white sugar, regular
granulated.
Sugar,
mm-hmm.
like granulated sugar mm-hmm. like we use. Don't add food coloring to it. A lot of people like to do that.
Right.
They like to be able to see. That's not good for them.
Oh.
Avoid those that have the dyes in them if you buy a solution somewhere. Because
mm-hmm.
it really isn't, it really doesn't help them. It's actually not good for their diet.
I always wondered because some feeders I saw had, you know, red fluids in it. And then some feeders I've seen are just clear. So I didn't know if it was like different flavorings, if the birds liked a different, you know, supposed to attract a different type of hummingbird or how that worked. But so the pros recommend no coloring, just a straight water with sugar.
Right. Now, all bird feeders, even if you're doing regular bird seed, you know, require cleaning. And they recommend you clean their feeders at least once a week with hot soapy water and a good brush to scrub it out. So this will help kill unwanted mold and bacteria that, you know, tends to live there and breed there. So, particularly with the sugar solution. And if the solution isn't consumed in a day, it should be changed every 2 to 3 days. So, you know, once a day in very, very warm climates and temperatures. So, that will help that by changing it regularly will help minimize the growth of unwanted fermented sugars that can be lethal to these little guys. You know, they can, if they get bad sugar water, they can get sick.
True. You don't think about that, I guess. You know,
I did not ever know that.
Yeah, you think
before.
That as long as it's there, it's fine, it's healthy. You know,
I thought you could just leave it until they drink
it
all.
Right. Yeah.
So if they're not drinking it, then maybe, you know, you need to clean your feeder and dump it both. So the offer an ideal habitat. The females choose the nest site, usually a horizontal branch or tree or shrub, 6 to 20 feet off the ground, near a source of nectar. So, you know, if you want to have them nesting in your area, you need to put some of those feeders up in the air. But remember, you got to change them every 2 or 3 days. So you need an easy way to do it. So they usually nest in trees. They really don't use conifers, pine trees and those kinds of things. I don't blame them. They'd be sticky.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it either.
No.
The nest they build is compact, deep cup, compacted of cocoon fibers and lichens and spider silk. And as the nestlings grow, the nest stretches into a wider, shallow cup, more of an open cup, kind of like a muffin tin.
Okay, yeah.
And nests in cooler areas are thicker walled than nests in warmer areas, so they make their habitat according to the temperature, which, you know, they're pretty smart little fellows.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You give them a nice flowering habitat, and they will be a regular season or year-round visitor. I know we had some friends that lived down Kentucky Lake, and at their deck off in front of their house, they had these feeders on it, and she had lots of honeysuckle that was in big pots, and they'd trail it up the posts on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And their porches were always filled with all different kinds of hummingbirds all the time.
Oh.
air flitting around, and because the honeysuckle is one of their favorite things. It's one of their favorite nectars.
I could see that. I mean, if they like that sweetness, and you know, honeysuckle's always got that really sweet smell to it. So, yeah, I could see why they'd be drawn to that.
As a kid, did you ever pick honeysuckle trumpets off and eat the sugar water out of them?
I didn't. The kids in the neighborhood did. I was too big of a scaredy cat, you know. I just couldn't do it. I was afraid there'd be a bee or, you know, I'd get sick. My parents had me scared to death as a kid, so I didn't do anything that wasn't normal, I guess. But no, I didn't do it. But the other kids did it, and they survived, so I guess I should have, but oh well.
Right. Well, there's other trumpet flowers, wild columbine and trumpet creeper and wild bergamot, as well as the cardinal flower. And the trumpet honeysuckle, of course, is one of their favorites. So, you know, if you want to, you know, take care of the hummingbirds and give those little hummers a place to be, remember those little hints.
That's how to do it.
You'll have an interesting summer watching them flit around and maybe lucky enough to see them build a nest and...
Yeah, pretty good.
Start a little family.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break, so stay tuned, and we've got more to talk about on Ask the Designer. Stay tuned.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
With support and loyalty from you, our customers, over the last decade, First Vincennes Savings Bank is now expanding. Our second branch is now open at 2612 North 6th Street next to Lowe's. I'm Carol Boland, branch manager at the new branch. Stop by and talk to our team about a personal, car, home loan, or simply open a new account. First Vincennes Savings now has a second location on North 6th Street. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97.7 FM.
I am the one who resists the tug of popular sentiment.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
Greetings, my friends. Great to have you here. Rush Limbaugh, the most listened to radio talk show in America.
Where freedom is our number one priority.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We're glad to have you. We're here each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock live local hour here each week in the WAOV studios. You can listen a few different ways, of course, 97.7 FM or AM 1450. You can also go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can listen to us live. And you can even go back and listen to old shows previously aired in case you want to catch one of Greg's delicious recipes or any of the helpful hints that we talk about here on the show. If you have a smartphone, you have a radio in your phone, there's a couple different apps that you can use. TuneIn Radio is a great way to get our stations as well. So there's lots of ways to tune in and listen. And, of course, you know, we talk about all kinds of cool, fun stuff here on the show. And we always want to know what you want to know about. So if you want to talk about a specific subject or you have a particular question, send it in. Let us take care of that for you here on the show. We gladly will do that. So we talked about hummingbirds, the sweet little babies of the summer. And I learned so much from that this week. I didn't know. I thought the color was very important. And apparently it's not. And, you know, it's not like a regular bird bath where you can leave water in there and let
forever.
It set forever till it's gone.
So it'll make them sick.
Yeah, you got to actually clean those out and take care of them. Kind of like a fish tank, it almost sounds like. So
that takes quite a bit of it. You know, they said every 2 or 3 days, sure. It's going to take a lot of work to keep that hummingbird feeder clean and
absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, you don't want them to get sick, so it's important to keep those up. But so now, though, we are going to talk about some helpful hints or things to stay away from. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about 10 common design problems that people have.
Uh-huh.
You know, people are always, you know, they say, well, how do you, you know, I feel underwhelmed. I feel I need a remedy. I got a problem or at least an improvement, you know. So whether it's a bland room or a paint color you're not quite sure about or throw pillows that refuse to sit straight where you want them no matter how many times you rearrange them, you know.
You fluff them and flip them and turn them, yeah.
Yeah. Here are the tweaks that you can use that you can turn your questionable decorating decisions into resounding wins. So, you know, your dark walls need a lift. This is real common today, Cher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today, inky indigos, gunmetal grays, and midnight blacks have never been more popular than they are right now, you know. And you've been tempted by this elegance and the drama of the color, you know, that they're making your room feel a little closed in. So you say, what am I going to do? How am I going to get rid of this dark? Okay, good lighting. It's essential, you know.
Yeah.
And when you use real dark colors like that, it's even more important. So you want to have multiple light sources, allow you to control the ambience and the light direction. You want to use up lights and down lights, and don't let the ceiling disappear into the gloom. You know, you need to highlight that as well.
I was going to ask if it mattered, you know, did you need the natural light or was it more important to have natural or just regular lighting or a good combination of both?
Cher, it's hard to have natural light at night. So
you
better have artificial light no matter when it is.
True.
Because those darker grays and so on really darken a room up real quickly. Even with a lot of natural light, you can have really dark corners and so on. So you need to spread that light around. I like up lights behind plants or even in the base of a plant and things, you know, kind of help highlight. Ceiling lights are nice. Directional spots are really nice, you know. You've seen some of the lighting, you know, is kind of on a spider arm type of thing.
Right.
And there's several small halogen lights on that. Those are nice because they're directional. So you can highlight the... You know, you can use it either as a spot or as a spreading light, you know, more of a light that gives overall light, or you can use a spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can highlight things on the walls. Like if you've got a really interesting painting in one place, you might want to highlight that with a paint, maybe even a picture light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's another thing to do. So also remember if using dark colors, an over-furnished room looks more cluttered because it's darker. So you want to use simple furnishings, you know, and clear out the clutter and the non-essential furniture because that will help, you know, make your room look lighter as well. So the thing about it is not always the bright colors aren't always your answer either because the... It can be too theatrical looking, you know, like you see in a movie. Play up your dark walls with jewel tones, accents, reflective metallics, greenery, and dramatic artwork. Keep your furniture simple.
And if those walls are that jewel tone and those darker colors, you probably want to keep your patterns on your furniture pretty simple as well. You don't want to get too...
Yeah, because if you've introduced a bright jewel color, then you don't want your furniture to fight with it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to draw any more attention.
Right. And the other thing is, you never go wrong with white in that color of a room.
Yeah, true. True. Why it's always good. It helps kind of just brings it, calms it down, and brings it back into balance.
Well, if you get a real dark gunmetal gray wall, and you just put some really pretty white shears on the windows. Those windows become very striking and very strong in the room, and they lighten and brighten the entire room. That's probably the easiest fix that you can do just off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. White shears aren't hard to find.
No, no. And they're reasonably priced just about anywhere you go.
They're reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have some really fantastic custom-made ones.
That's right.
That have, you know, some of the new ones are being embroidered now, and they have silk strands in them, and different patterns. Some of them almost look like a woven cheesecloth. They really have some pretty weave types. There's some more open weaves that are a little softer. Now, remember, if you use an open weave shear, that it won't be as dimensionally stable as a standard shear. You know, so it might sag and droop on the floor a little bit and things like that. So if you're one of these people that likes everything perfect and not, you know, too long or too short, then the dimensional type of shear may not be for you, because it's going to vary. It's going to hang lower and shorter, and it's going to change with the weather.
Is that because the material's different and it's more flexible, pliable, playable, or why does it sag more than your traditional?
Well, the yarn is a more open yarn, so it has more, it's influenced more by humidity than a tightly woven fabric.
Gotcha.
You know,
that makes sense.
Remember macrame when people were doing lots of macrame?
My mom did that.
If you had a plant hanger, that macrame hanger could vary several inches depending on the weather.
Yes.
You know, how low it hung down you know, that sort of thing. So you kind of think of your dimensional shears in that way, and then you get a...
That makes sense. Now I say that. Right. Yeah, I used to help my mom do those, and it was fun. But it would be weird to... It wouldn't look the same by the end of the summer. You know, you take all the plants down and take them into the basement and take the planters down, and they're a foot shorter than what they were when you made them that spring.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha. That makes sense. You know, I always got to kind of figure it out. You know me, I got to understand it to appreciate it.
That's okay. That's all right. Shelves. This is probably most people's biggest problem. They think the more the better on a shelf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not true.
No, because most people, if I go in a house and they have shelves, most people have every ornament they own on an open shelf, and it leads to a mishmash of nondescript items, things they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, you know, sort it out, create some focus, highlight the things you really like, play down the other things, and don't line things up.
Okay, so I don't want them straight across the edge of it. You want to kind of have some depth and height and space.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And spread it out. You don't want it on top of each other.
And, you know, clustering is really good. You can cluster things together. And that's all right. You can even set books sideways and set some things on top of a book.
Okay. So stack them instead of straight up and down. Stack them. Okay.
Use a variety of different things, too. You know, don't do a whole wall of baskets on a shelf.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that's very boring, you know. And when I'm talking shelves, I'm also talking about hanging shelves, you know, shelves that have pegs on them, hang stuff on them.
Yeah.
A lot of people put baskets on all those hooks
all
on
pegs,
that shelf.
On the ledge and on the pegs that hang down.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Mix
no.
Picture,
do different things.
Candlestick and maybe a basket, but you want to mix it up.
But mix it up, maybe do different things. And not every one of those hooks has to have something hanging on it.
I understand. I've seen that before. I might have been guilty of that once or twice. I'm learning. Excellent. All right. Well, we have went through a few of the common design problems or taboos, and it's time for a break. And when we come back, we'll go through and hear a few more. So be sure and stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Bicknell Road, about a half a mile south of Bicknell, will close on Wednesday for a bridge replacement. Knox County Highway crews expect the closure to be for about 8 weeks. Unofficial detours will be available along nearby county roads. Access will be available to the point of closure. The City of Vincennes, along with Republic Services, will offer Vincennes residents another chance to dispose of large items. That disposal will be offered again this coming Saturday. Saturday will mark the second of two special citywide large item disposal days. Vincennes residents on this coming Saturday may take their large unwanted items to Republic Services on North 2nd Street. That, again, will be from 8 to 11:30 this Saturday. Republic Services will accept items too large to place in trash bags at their 2nd Street location for free disposal. Washington police arrested two in connection with a search conducted by police May 23rd. 47-year-old Brian Hill was arrested on a warrant for felony possession of an altered handgun, along with other charges. 35-year-old Ann Johnson was charged with conspiracy to commit dealing in marijuana, along with other drug-related counts. More news is available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, 97.7 WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report. A lot of red ink on the board a day ahead of the USDA June crop report and also CONAB's South American production report. Good afternoon, I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Soybeans led the way lower, precipitated by bearish chart signals after last week's collapse. July finished at 953¾, down 15½. August at 959, lower by 15¾. And Novi beans, 16 lower at 973¾. Corn followed soybeans lower, July at 10½ down at 367¼. September down 10¼ at 376¼. And Dease corn, 9¾ lower at 388¼. Chicago July wheat off by 5½. At 514½, August live cattle $1.60 lower at 104.17, and July lean hogs losing $1.32 at 79.40. Get your market information anytime online at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
The state baseball championship games have been set. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. The 4A state championship game will be first up Friday night at 7:30. 28-7 Fishers will play 20-3-8 Cathedral in a game featuring a couple of teams from the Metro Indianapolis and Marion County areas. And then on Saturday morning at 11, the Class A state title game will be 21-9 Daleville versus 28-6 University. And in 2A, it'll be 25-6 Southridge getting to the state championship game versus 20-5 Boone Grove. At 5 o'clock, the 3A title game will be 30-6 Andrean versus 25-2 Silver Creek. Pioneer defeated North Central of Sullivan County for the girls' softball Class A championship. The 2A crown went to Speedway. New Palestine grabs the 3A title. 4A state championship was won by Decatur Central. Again, state runner-up status for the Lady T-Birds of North Central. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. Help is here for those with low vision. Here's another community event on WAOV. The Will Center, or Wabash Independent Living and Learning Center Low Vision Program, will have quarterly support meetings aimed at individuals with some sort of visual impairment. The meetings are organized by the Will Center's Low Vision Program. It'll be held at the Knox County Public Library Meeting House at 6th and Hart Street. For more information, call the Low Vision Program at 812-298-9455.
97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall. Highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. Cloudy tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks so much for tuning in. We are here for Ask the Designer each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour, and we enjoy being a part of the live local hour here on WAOV. The lineup is Mondays, it's the Cool Kids with Ask the Designer show. Greg Risley and I are here. Tuesday is the Mark and Mark show. Mark Hill and Mark McNeese, they talk about what's going on in the neighborhood and latest trends and fads. And on Thursdays, it's the Lawyer Show with Dave Rolligan and Jeff Cobb. And they've been doing that show for quite a few years. So lots of great information coming across the airwaves here in the 3 o'clock hour on WAOV. Don't miss it. And a big shout out to our listeners. Again, out in the community this past weekend, I had some more tell me that they like to listen in to us each week. So thanks to all of you for tuning in. Tell your friends about us. You know, we have lots of fun here, and have a good time, and always have a good recipe, because Greg knows I like to eat, and and he knows I like it to be simple, so I can do it. So be sure and tune in. Today, though, we talked a little bit about those cute little hummingbirds and learned a lot of new information about them. But we're talking about some of the 10 common design problems that we run into.
Yeah, and shelves is one of them, Cher.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And you know, I told you, I was guilty.
Well, the first thing that I recommend you do is you go home and take everything off your shelf.
Okay.
And you make three piles.
Okay.
One that says beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
One that's interesting,
uh-huh.
And one that says out. If it's just there,
okay,
you know, throw it out.
Okay.
You know, get rid of it, you know. Take it to St. Vincent de Paul or Goodwill or someplace and let somebody find a spot for it that can really use it.
Yeah,
know?
True.
So once you get that down to a minimum, all right, then look at the shelf bare and see if it needs something else. Maybe it needs a coat of paint in that shelf.
Oh, true.
For background.
Yeah, some of them are a little older.
Maybe it needs some mirroring done to it. You know, mirror squares are really easy to put it behind shelves and so on.
Oh, makes it interesting. Think about that. Yeah.
Sometimes you can apply a fabric, you know, like if you're really into the, you know, to the Magnolia Home look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to put some burlap behind your shelves,
yeah,
and you know, then use your galvanized tin things with that background.
Yeah,
and,
that would work.
You know, play with textures and tones, and you know, that sort of thing. You might want to avoid some real highly patterned things on the wall.
Keep it simple, okay?
Yeah, because again, you know, it's gonna, the eye's not gonna be able to take it all in. So, you know, also use, you know, when you use books that you really are involved with, not just books that because you had them there.
Ah, so don't just throw the old set of encyclopedias on there to fill space.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have to line them up soldier style. You can lay some of them on their sides and so on. Sometimes you may want to remove the desk covers if they're getting kind of torn and wrinkly and not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remove those desk covers and let's just see the regular spine of the book. So, anyway, those are some of the things to do with your shelves, you know. Now we're going to move to seating. Sofas. Sofas are, you know, almost the mainstream of the room. But we don't seem to take care of them very good, you know. Sofa's been there a long time. It's had the cat, the dog on it, and sticky fingers and, you know, pet hair and all this stuff and kids and, you know, get your sofa professionally cleaned, you know, and treated.
Mm-hmm.
And do know that no stain proofing is infallible, but it does help a lot, you know, to, you know, get rid of, to not have to worry about spills and, you know, spots and things like that. But, you know, the old Scotchgard, you know, is only good for one cleaning, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
The new things will last a little longer, and we've got some inherent fabrics now that are stain resistant that we've talked about on other shows.
Those are some nice.
Of the family-friendly fabrics and the Revolution fabrics and things. So
very nice.
We love sofa throws. That's a big thing, you know. Lay them, you know, across the back of the sofa. People a lot of times ask me, how do you arrange those? And I said, you don't arrange them, number one. Yeah.
They're a throw, right? So you throw them on the back, right? That's why they're called that. So you just throw them on there and there's no order to them.
Right.
Okay, good.
But you do take the middle at one point, shake it out, hold it with three fingers, you know, kind of up in the air, and toss it across the back of the sofa. Mm-hmm. It will fall in usually a pretty pleasing arrangement unless it's a real long throw. And then you have to may have to do some arranging with those. But take three fingers, pick it up in the middle. Let's fold it in half, pick it up in the middle, and then
toss it over.
Just let it just drape it over the back. So the and if you're cleaning your sofa, you know, never rub it. It spreads the stain or the spot. You know, rub it to the center if you have to rub to get it clean. So
easy enough.
Right. Now, your tabletops, okay? They call those vignettes, and they're a nice way to show off treasures and create character. They kind of tell you about your personality. But if you've not really handled that or don't know the knack in it, here's some hints.
Okay.
Start with an anchor piece and build from it. Asymmetry avoids a stiff, formal look. Contrast shapes and textures connect with a theme, color, or mood, you know, for each of those tabletop areas. So, you know, you want to contrast angles and shapes, shiny and matte, juxtapose, black and white palette. The setup is asymmetrical, but even being asymmetrical, it still manages to feel balanced. Best of all, you know, an interesting arrangement always draws a person to look at a little closer and think, oh, that's an interesting little setup. What attracts me to that? So,
but is your table lamp, is that part of yours, your setup?
Exactly.
You do include that in your design and I, okay.
Sure you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you build it right into it. Okay. A lot of times I even cluster a gangly plant right next to the lamp. To build it out a little bit. And then maybe another piece to build it out even more.
Okay.
Make it an integral part of the tabletop scheme. You don't want it to look like you just set it there and it's out of place.
Yeah.
So, you know, your pieces should coordinate somewhat with that, you know.
Okay.
Excellent. What do you think the number one biggest mistake is?
I'm going to go with too much stuff.
That's probably true. But the other thing is, people get a room done and they go, it doesn't seem friendly.
Mm-hmm. I can see where sometimes you're going to think it's too sterile, too
stiff.
Pristine, too stiff. Yeah, too stiff. And then sometimes you're going to think it just looks like everybody's going to be sitting in beanbag chairs and relaxed. And there's just, it's too relaxed. So,
right.
So
right.
I can see that, yeah. Right.
So, you know, the problem maybe is how you've positioned the furniture. You need to position the furniture in a way that encourages social interaction.
Yeah,
you know,
we've
you don't
talked
want a chair
that.
Over here in the corner and the sofa on the opposite wall too far away to, you know, kind of think of your furniture as a vignette because actually it is.
Okay.
So you want to kind of cluster your furniture together so that it's not too spread out, so...
Okay, so yeah, just like you would on a tabletop, you would try to keep your furniture assembled to keep that unity together.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can, that makes sense. I mean, because it's that concept, you just keep using that concept in everything that you're doing.
Right.
Makes sense.
There's nothing like humor that puts a guest at ease. So, you know, you can always do some whimsical touches to your living areas, even in the more formal ones. You know, you might throw in a little piece of a pottery animal that's rather thought-provoking or kind of whimsical, a kitten playing with a ball. Or I know one time we were doing a boy's bathroom, and I used a stuffed monkey with wired arms as the shower back holder.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
You know.
Something different. Something that catches your eye and
makes
you think. Yeah.
Right. So sometimes you can use something that isn't truly an accessory and make it work. Just use your imagination a little bit, you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Well, it's time for, it's our last break. Getting you ready to go to our last segment. So, time is flying by. So, all right. We're going to take this final break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up some of these common design problems, have a recipe, and maybe we'll even get a question or two in today. So be sure and stay tuned.
Square peg in a round hole. So why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. Our patented frozen yogurt vending robots serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt.
We're officially labeled one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018, and you could own one.
No employees, no rent, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction.
Find openings in your area at froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7878. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7878.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. You can also tune in at AM 1450 and go to newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and listen to us live. Pick up a previously recorded show or even send us a topic to discuss or a question for us. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and we appreciate you tuning in. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley. And Greg, what's going on in the store? You have any good deals, anything new and exciting to tell the listeners?
We got some specials for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And little grab-and-go gifts and 4th of July ideas. And, you know, we got some new things coming in. We got a lot of new reclining stuff in today. It'll hopefully be brought over to the store this week.
Getting new stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, we always are. And we've added some wind and willow dips and mixes and things like that to the gift area. Those just came in this week.
Yeah.
So we're always adding new things. You need to come by and see us.
Yeah, and definitely, if you haven't been in to see the gift gallery portion, you definitely want to check that out because the girls are kind of refreshing it, rebooting it, right, adding some new stuff and some new ideas. And, of course, you've always had a phenomenal line of bereavement gifts and, you know,
thank
just
you.
So many meaningful pieces and just like with everything else, what I love about it is no matter what the gift is for, a teacher gift, a friend gift, an anniversary or bridal or bereavement or whatever, you have different price points that's going to work right for anybody's budget. You're right going to be able to find something for that special need. And I love that about you guys. And of course the special, you guys gift wrap, it's free of charge. You know, there's just so many pluses. So you definitely want to get in there and check it all out. Talk to Greg or Jane or Becky or Janice, you know, and see what they have It's a little hidden jewel there in downtown Vincennes. Is that 3rd and Bustron, right? You're at the corner of 3rd and Bustron? 4th and Bustron. 4th and Bustron. That's right. I was trying to see that in my mind real quick, see the sign, but yeah. So many great things in there and not just in the gift gallery, but in the store as well. Accessories, rugs, furniture,
art,
bedding, artwork.
What we're going to talk about now.
Oh, all right. So we've been talking about some of the common design problems decorating problems. And so the next one is artwork. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the most common mistake about artwork is hanging it too high, Cher.
I know.
Most people, you walk in and I go, whoa, let's not have these pictures floating towards the ceiling.
They
need to be grounded, come into the room and work.
Yeah.
Consider the human scale and hang artwork with the center point at eye level in spaces where people stand.
Okay.
But lower where it's viewed from a seating position.
Okay, so in an entryway, I would hang it higher than what I would hang it in the living room.
Exactly.
See, okay, all right. So I can still have that eye level thing. I just need to use it in the right locations.
Right. Okay. And, you know, you don't want a picture where the bottom of the picture is 24 inches above anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that picture needs to become a part of the vignette. Remember, the whole idea about an attractive room is it's made up of several small vignettes that move the eye from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a vignette of furniture, it can be accessories, it can be artwork, it can be lots of different things. But those little vignettes are the thing that makes the room interesting.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Makes sense.
Kitchens, you know, a lot of people have really been big about the white kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they've been in there a couple of years and they go, man, this kitchen looks cold, you know.
I'm thinking I wouldn't be able to keep it clean as much as and don't get me wrong, I'm kind of OCD with the cleaning thing and Clorox cleanup and stuff. But I think I'd have trouble keeping white.
Well,
so,
you need to add some color to it. Yeah. You know, you need some blues and some reds. You can put veggies in a bowl. You can put oranges in a basket. You can put fresh fruit out. You know, you can put flowers out. Use some colored pottery. You know, do some things that's going to give you a little perk of color, you know. But remember, where you put that color, you want that to be a spot you want people to look at.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
So don't do it in counter stools. You don't want people to look only at the counter stools in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You want them to see your kitchen. So spread it around, you know. Small appliances even are fine. You know, do them in a color.
Oh, yeah. Add a little splash of color with that. Okay, what do you think about decorating the tops of your cabinets? If you've left them lower than the ceiling and you've got that space.
Great place to put things, you know, that a lot of people use that area for antique things or things that belong to grandma or something like that. Because maybe it doesn't go with anything else in the house. Again, you're creating a vignette, so do like things together.
Okay.
Be sure and use some greenery. Greenery lightens and freshens things, you know. Makes it look fresh and clean. And, you know, so be sure that, you know, these little vignettes I'm talking about actually are little focal points that are all over, you know.
So you're not going to line the entire ledge of those cabinets. You're going to pop a set together and have a little greenery, and then they have another set and another set along.
Right.
So you're
going
to spread those out.
Spread those focal points out.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
All right.
Even a stack of plates is cool because you can put a really interesting flower on top of it or a plant.
That's true.
You can even use some plate hangers and hang a plate on the wall above the cabinet, you know. that works, or you can use a stand, a plate stand, and put them up there that way. A focal point can be anything that you want to be if you make it interesting. You know, it can be, you know, a view, a piece of art, a fireplace, an unusual piece of furniture, a mirror, textural service, rug. Can be lots of different things. So think about where you want to attract your visitors' eyes. What do you want them to see? How do you want them to see it? You know?
Yeah.
Again, you want to pull them into the room. Don't push them out. You know, make those vignettes interesting so that they go, oh, look at that. That's interesting. She put this feather in a glass vase that you'd normally put a flower in, but yet that's very attractive. And yeah. She has a small succulent by it. I would have put ivy by it, but she put a succulent by it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's just a small ball of twine laying there. How interesting is that? Why would you do that?
Yeah. It's just different. There you go. Very good. Very good. Well, those are definitely some pretty simple things that you can use, keep in mind, and actually makes a world of difference when you go into a room and reset it.
Right. And think about this, too. Pillows. Pillows are most homemakers' dreams to change and change up. A lot of times when I'm designing a room, I'll show people pillows for winter and pillows for summer. So you can change the whole look for the season and the warmth of the temperature and so on.
Mm-hmm. I do that too. That was one of the early things that I remembered. And I have some navy and green and with a hint of yellow stripe in mm-hmm. them for some spring and summer. And then for fall, they're more rectangle and they're tans and browns and different short stripes. So, just a little different. Spices it up.
Well, yeah. And pillows are reasonable accent pieces.
Yeah.
You know, you're not paying a big price for pillows. But remember, pillows go more than just on the sofa. You know, there can be floor pillows that are big and billowy. There can be pillows on a fireplace hearth because you may want to sit down mm-hmm, there on the mm-hmm. floor and you want a little handy pillow.
Yeah.
There can be small pillows in the tucked into the corner of an armchair even.
True, true. All right, well, we are winding down on time. And, of course, we need to talk about the important stuff now. What recipes did you bring with you today, Greg? You know, that important stuff?
Oh, yeah. This is the important stuff. This is called sausage cheese squares.
Okay. Sounds good.
And this was a winner in an appetizer square thing. And it is really, really easy. Use refrigerated crescent dough, one of your favorite things. And a package of fully cooked sausage links.
Okay.
And you want those thawed and cut into 1/2-inch slices. 2 cups of shredded Monterey Jack cheese. 4 large eggs. 3/4 cups milk. 2 tablespoons chopped green pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Pretty much stuff you'd have, really. If you didn't, the sausage links might be the thing that you wouldn't have. Or maybe you didn't have Monterey Jack cheese, but you could use Velveeta or something else if you wanted to. And you do this in a 13x9 baking dish. Press your dough, unroll your dough, press it down on the bottom and up the sides. And then combine your sausage, the sausage you cut into 1/2-inch slices. Combine the sausage, cheese, and beaten eggs and the salt and pepper. Whip it up, pour it carefully into the dough.
Mm-hmm.
Bake at 425 for 20 to 25 minutes. And you've got a little breakfast appetizer.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday.
Or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer.
Rachel Sutherland.
In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled the